Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Plato, Five Dialogues gathers five of the most influential works in Western philosophy, presenting Socrates in decisive moments that shaped the meaning of ethics, knowledge, and civic life. In Euthyphro, Socrates tests a confident claim about piety and exposes how hard it is to define moral concepts without circularity. The Apology dramatizes his defense at trial, offering a vivid portrait of philosophical questioning as a public practice. Crito turns from courtroom rhetoric to the personal stakes of political obligation, as Socrates weighs escape against principle. Meno shifts to a more theoretical challenge, asking whether virtue can be taught and what it means to learn at all. Phaedo closes the sequence with Socrates' final conversation, exploring the soul, death, and the philosopher's commitment to truth. As a Hackett Classics volume, it is widely used in courses because it combines readability with scholarly framing that supports careful study. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining piety and the challenge of moral definitions. Euthyphro opens with a practical dispute about religious duty and quickly becomes a lesson in conceptual clarity. Socrates asks what piety is, not which actions happen to be pious, and the dialogue demonstrates how difficult it is to produce a definition that is stable, general, and non-circular. Proposed answers tend to slide into examples, appeals to authority, or definitions that depend on the very concept they aim to explain. This exchange highlights a key Platonic concern. Ethical language often feels familiar until it is tested, and then its foundations become uncertain. The famous tension between what is loved by the gods and what is good in itself pushes readers to separate moral truth from mere approval, whether divine or human. The dialogue also introduces the Socratic method as a disciplined way of questioning that is cooperative in intention but disruptive in effect. By repeatedly requesting clearer reasons, Socrates models intellectual humility and shows why moral confidence without analysis can be fragile. The result is not a neat answer, but a sharpened awareness of what a real definition demands and why moral inquiry requires more than tradition or conviction. Secondly, the philosophical life on trial, in trial, rhetoric, and public misunderstanding. Socrates refuses to beg for acquittal or flatter the jury, choosing instead to explain why questioning is a civic service rather than a threat. He contrasts persuasion aimed at winning with speech, aimed at truth, exposing how a community can mistake critical inquiry for arrogance or subversion. The dialogue explores the psychology of reputation. Long-standing prejudices can matter more than evidence, and stereotypes about intellectuals can harden into moral suspicion. Socrates also frames his mission as one of testing claims to wisdom, revealing that many respected figures cannot justify their confidence when pressed. This is both a critique of superficial expertise and a defense of reasoned accountability. The Apology, therefore, becomes a foundational text on conscience, civil courage, and the cost of principled speech. It invites readers to consider what they owe to truth when institutions reward conformity, and it shows how moral seriousness can involve accepting consequences rather than abandoning one's standards. Thirdly, obeying the law versus doing what seems right. The ethics of political obligation, Crito focuses on a concrete dilemma, whether Socrates should escape from prison to avoid an unjust execution. Friends appeal to reputation, loyalty, and the practical harm his death will cause, but Socrates redirects the debate to principles about justice and wrongdoing. The dialogue asks whether responding to injustice with injustice can ever be acceptable, and it challenges the idea that outcomes alone justify actions. Socrates suggests that moral reasoning must be consistent, not improvised under pressure, and that a life committed to virtue cannot make exceptions when fear or grief is strongest. The conversation also probes the nature of civic membership. To the imagined voice of the laws, the dialogue argues that living under a legal order creates obligations similar to agreements, especially when one has benefited from that order and had opportunities to leave. Readers are pushed to weigh personal conscience against legal authority and to consider when obedience supports justice and when it enables harm. Crito does not settle every modern question about civil disobedience, but it clarifies the stakes, integrity, reciprocity, and the long-term conditions that make a community possible. Fourthly, can virtue be taught? Inquiry, paradox, and the structure of learning, Meno turns to the problem of virtue and quickly encounters a broader epistemological puzzle. How can someone search for what they do not know? This so-called paradox of inquiry challenges the possibility of learning itself, and the dialogue responds by exploring how questioning can draw out understanding and refine confused beliefs. Meno also examines whether virtue is knowledge, whether it can be acquired through instruction, and why admirable character sometimes appears without clear education, rather than offering a simple curriculum. The dialogue shows that moral excellence may depend on a blend of reasoning, habituation, and something like correct belief, which can guide action even when it lacks full justification. The discussions about definition, measurement, and the traits of good leaders reveal a concern with standards. To teach virtue, One must know what it is, and to know what it is, one must separate stable features from shifting examples. The overall effect is to present philosophy as a practice of disciplined inquiry, where progress often comes through recognizing confusion and demanding better accounts. For readers, Mano provides tools for thinking about education, expertise, and the difference between repeating opinions and understanding reasons. Lastly, facing death with reasons, the soul, philosophy, and the pursuit of truth, Phaedo portrays Socrates' final hours as a setting for deep reflection on death, the soul, and the philosopher's orientation toward reality. The dialogue treats the fear of death not as a purely emotional problem, but as a question that can be examined with argument. Socrates and his companions explore reasons for believing the soul survives the body, and consider how the love of wisdom involves detachment from bodily distractions and a focus on what is stable and intelligible. Along the way, the dialogue illustrates how philosophical argument works in practice. Proposals are tested, refined, and sometimes replaced, and the participants care about coherence rather than comfort. Phaedo also confronts the risk of despair when arguments seem to fail, urging persistence and intellectual resilience instead of cynicism. Even when readers do not accept every metaphysical conclusion, the dialogue offers a powerful model of how to meet mortality with clarity and moral steadiness. It presents philosophy as preparation, in the sense of learning to evaluate desires, honor reason, and live in a way that makes one's commitments intelligible at the end. The result is a moving exploration of character, hope, and the human need for meaning. In conclusion, this collection suits students encountering philosophy for the first time, readers interested in classical literature, and anyone who wants to think more carefully about ethics, civic duty, and the meaning of a good life. It is especially valuable for discussion-based learning because each dialogue stages arguments in a lively conversational form, making abstract questions feel concrete and urgent. The book can benefit a reader's life by sharpening habits of reasoning, defining terms before debating, separating approval from goodness, testing beliefs under pressure, and choosing principles over impulse. It also offers models of moral courage and intellectual humility through Socrates' willingness to follow an argument wherever it leads, even when the personal cost is high. Compared to many introductions that summarize ideas from a distance, these dialogues let readers watch philosophical thinking unfold, including confusion, revision, and insight. The Hackett Classics presentation is widely respected for providing a reliable, classroom-tested format that supports careful reading and rereading. If you want a single volume that anchors core questions in ethics, politics, and knowledge, and that remains relevant to modern dilemmas, this book is a strong purchase. If you would like to support Plato, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.